And so today, I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a gift that I wish someone had given me when I was a little boy. If someone had given me the things that I know now when I was a little boy, what a great gift it would be. And so I want to pass this on to you. And the gift is five things that the Lord Jesus wants every boy and girl to know. Five things every boy and girl ought to know, and the Lord wants you to know. Now, as I started out on these, I thought I might come up with 10. But my wife said to me, "Oh, thanks for just five." And you will probably thank me as well for having just five things today. The first one is, the Lord wants you to know His love for boys and girls. Now, you have your Bible open at Mark 10, and I want to read with you verses 13 onward. We are told that they brought young children to Him that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased, and said unto them, "Suffer little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And then note how the Lord not only spoke with words, but He proved it with His loving arms. He took them up into His arms, put His hands upon them, and blessed them.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. I appreciate this opportunity to minister the Lord's Word. Each year in our church we have Children's Day, and it most often coincides with Father's Day. And we have the boys and girls to sing. We have different items in song and recitation. We have different book awards that go out to the children. And then I would bring a story to the boys and girls. And last year we did this, and I want to give you the message that I gave to the boys and girls. Now, unfortunately, this year we have not been able to do this. So we go to last year's message, and I hope that it will be a word that will help you. Things that every boy and girl should know, and the Lord wants them to be known. So stay tuned as we turn to our pulpit ministry and as we let the Bible speak to boys and girls.
Please open your Bible at Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. And as I said earlier, I want to talk to the boys and girls today. This sermon is for them. And I hope that you will listen very, very carefully, and that the Lord will do a great work in your heart as you hear this message from the Bible. Have you ever counted your blessings? You know that little chorus, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." Some people find it very difficult to count their blessings. There was a little boy who was always complaining about his sore leg. And then one day he said to his mother, "I'm never going to complain about my sore leg again," because that day he had met a boy who had no leg. And sometimes when people go into hospital, they think that they're very, very sick, and they complain, wondering why. And then when they're in hospital, they discover that there are many, many people who are in much a worse condition than they are, and they begin to give thanks that their case is not all that very bad. Thankfulness is a tremendous attitude when it is found in boys and girls. There is nothing so depressing when you are working with boys and girls, and everything you do for them and every benefit they have, they show no gratitude. They are greedy and grasping and always want to have everything their own way. They don't want to serve, they don't want to listen, they don't want to obey. All they want to do is make a little king or a queen out of themselves and have their own way all the time. The prodigal son was like that. You remember how when he was at home, he had all the good things in life with a very good father, but he didn't appreciate it. And it wasn't until years in that far-off country in hardship that he realized how blessed he was to be in his father's house. And so that is an example of just how heartbreaking ingratitude and lack of thanksgiving is. Now, childhood is a very valuable time of life, and you are given opportunities and you are given blessings in your early years. Early years are training years, like the little nursery tree that is planted in the garden or the field. Those early years shape the tree. And as that tree grows and it is watered and perhaps it is even tied in a certain direction, that it grows either straight or in the direction that the gardener wants it, those formative years are very important, because if it is not trained and it is not growing the right direction, it may have to be dug up and thrown away. And your lives are being molded right now as you go through the years of early childhood and teenage years as well. Sometimes when a tree is planted and it is planted in the wrong place, it has to be dug up again and replanted. And if it's in the wrong place again, it has to be dug up another time. And those trees are in danger of dying. And your life is in danger of being totally spoiled. And it would be an awful thing if you were to spoil your whole life because of the wrong years in childhood. The other thing to note is that you will never get your childhood back again. While you may wish right now, well, I wish I was older, I wish I was able to drive a car, or old enough to just make my own decisions in life. And I suppose every boy and girl wishes that one day they will get older really soon. Well, don't wish your life away, because that life that you are given right now, it's like a balloon. But if you let the air out of the balloon, you'll never get it back in again. And so these are very important years. And childhood days can either make you or break you. Your first 20 years of life will very much mold the type of person that you're going to be. Your work ethic, your discipline, your ability to cope, your disposition, whether you will be a worker or a shirker, or whether you will be kind and gentle, or whether you will be gruff, rude, and crude. All of those things have to be managed and disciplined in early life to make you the person that you ought to be when you grow older. And of course, it's like sowing seeds. The things that you do today, the habits you form today, will determine your future. But remember that there are also weeds, those bad habits that just get uglier and uglier as time goes on. And so today, I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a gift that I wish someone had given me when I was a little boy. If someone had given me the things that I know now when I was a little boy, what a great gift it would be. And so I want to pass this on to you. And the gift is five things that the Lord Jesus wants every boy and girl to know. Five things every boy and girl ought to know, and the Lord wants you to know. Now, as I started out on these, I thought I might come up with 10. But my wife said to me, oh, thanks for just five. And you will probably thank me as well for having just five things today. The first one is, the Lord wants you to know His love for boys and girls. Now you have your Bible open at Mark 10, and I want to read with you verses 13 onward. We are told that they brought young children to Him that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And then note how the Lord not only spoke with words, but He proved it with His loving arms. He took them up into His arms, put His hands upon them, and blessed them. Due to the Lord's fame and the Lord's power, there were parents who wanted to come with their children and have them directly blessed by the Lord. And I'm sure if you were a young mother, you would want to bring your boy or girl or child to the Lord and have His blessing upon them. Now, when the disciples saw this, they called it a nuisance. And they sought to just usher away those people who wanted their children to be blessed by the Lord Jesus. And they thought, if this is just taking up time and it's just an inconvenience. And so they were driving these mothers away. But the Lord stopped. He rebuked His own disciples and said, no, suffer them. Allow these children to come unto Me, for of such is the kingdom of God. And He went on to explain that everybody that enters the kingdom of God needs a heart and a mind like a little child. Now that means a mind and heart that is teachable, that is open to the words and to the grace of the Lord Jesus. And that's why the Lord loves boys and girls, because they will listen and they will take in the truth, and the Lord can give them to understand. And here is the perspective of the Lord you need as a young person, and that is that the Lord Jesus loves children. And you can sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Is that what you were singing today in Chinese? Jesus loves me, this I know. And if you come down to our prayer room, you'll see the words of it up on the whiteboard. It's been there for months. There were times when I wanted to write things up there and I felt like wiping it all off, but I didn't know, I better not. I'll get myself in trouble if I do that. And so it's still there. But these are truths that the Lord Jesus wants you to know. Jesus loves me, this I know. And you can truly praise the Lord and thank Him, because out of His wonderful heart, there flows and pours true, genuine love to the Lord Jesus. Jesus will love little children. Now, do you know that? Do you rejoice in that? Is that what makes Christianity and the gospel wonderful and precious to you today? Now, the Lord, as I said, went on to illustrate those words by taking these children in His own arms. Just think of that. I want you to imagine that scene. I want you to think of the Savior as He was teaching and ministering to the people, and mothers brought their little children. He stopped everything. He took those little children out of the arms of their mothers. He held them in His arms. He pressed His hand upon their head and He blessed them. He took time with individual boys and girls. And the Lord Jesus does that. And by His grace and by His power, He does that today. And you are much more than just a healthy body. That's a wonderful thing about youth. Usually in youth, you have good health, good strength. You're growing, you're healthy, you're eating well, you're sleeping well, you are active, you are enjoying life and your days are filled with fun, but you are not only a body, you are a soul, and your soul needs a Savior. And the Lord Jesus came into the world to give you eternal life and to pour His grace into your heart. And I want to assure you that the Lord Jesus will be the best friend that you will ever have. Now, when you're a child and you have a best friend, it's a wonderful thing. But friends will let you down. Friends are very limited in what they can do for you. They might play with you today and stick their tongue out at you tomorrow. They might run with you today and then count you out in a week's time. In this world, there are disappointments when it comes to people. But the Lord Jesus will never turn you away. He is a true and a genuine friend. And we can sing that hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." But He will only be your friend if you open your heart and you have Him to live in your heart. Because even as a boy and girl, you can drive the Lord away. You can close your heart to the Lord Jesus. I remember many years ago speaking at a children's meeting, and there was a little girl, and she was interested in the gospel, and then she closed her heart. And from that day forward, she never had a thought for Jesus. She never cared about Jesus. And it is a bad thing, it is a wrong thing, to close your heart to the Savior, even when you're very young. Because if you harden your heart, then the Lord, while He wants to be your friend, He cannot be your Savior. And you need to open your heart wide and invite the Savior to be your friend. So the first thing you need to learn today is that Jesus loves children and will live in your heart and be your friend for life and for eternity. Secondly, the Lord wants you to know His Father. He wants you to know His Father. Let me ask you, boys and girls, do you think it's a wonderful day when your father shows up at school? Maybe it's sports day or there's some special event on, and your dad comes along to watch and to see you in your class or in your team, and there's your dad. And you might say to your friends at school, "My dad's coming today." And you'll know him because this is what he looks like, and maybe you have a picture of him inside your one of your school books. And you're excited because your dad has taken time and an interest to come and watch you. And you tell everybody about your dad. Well, the Lord Jesus was always excited about His Heavenly Father. And He came into the world to reveal the Father. He came into the world to explain and reveal who the Father is. Now, in John 14, verse 8 and 9, Philip said, "Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." In other words, he said, "Introduce us to your Father, and that will be enough. Just tell us about your Father." And Jesus is the express image of the Father. Now, that simply means He's like a picture. Every likeness of the Father is in the Son. Now, don't you like it whenever, especially boys, whenever someone tells you, "You know what, you're just like your dad. You've got all the same look and actions and characteristics of your dad." And that pleases you. That's what you like to hear. I remember my aunt saying that to me once, and I was pretty chuffed. I was thankful that I made her think about my dad. And that's what the Lord Jesus came into the world to do, to reveal and to represent His Father in this world. Because in the Godhead, there is a Trinity, three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, only the Lord Jesus has a body, and He has a human body. And He took that human body so that He could reveal to us in a very visible, clear way, the glory and the majesty of His Heavenly Father. Now, each of the persons in the Trinity are God. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And each one have the exact same characteristics. They all have equal power, equal glory, equal importance, equal majesty, and each had a part in creation. When God created the world, God the Father was there, God the Son was there, God the Holy Spirit was there when they created the world. When God created you as a boy or girl, it was the work of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to make you, to form you. Every life is a new creation. Now, each of the Trinity, person in the Trinity, have a part in our salvation. When God the Father planned the cross to save our souls, it is attributed to God the Father. When Jesus became man and died on the cross, that was the work of the Son. But who is it that introduces you to the plan of salvation? Who is it that opens your eyes and hearts to understand the plan? That's the work of God, the Holy Spirit. And He gives you a new mind, a new heart, a new understanding. But Jesus' life in every way revealed the nature, the love, the character of the Father. Jesus was perfect in every way. He never sinned. Now, He was tempted, we know that. The devil came many times to try and tempt the Lord Jesus, to break Him down, to win Him over to evil. But our Lord Jesus withstood every temptation, and He lived a sinless life. He's holy because God is holy, and He is able to make us holy. The Lord Jesus also taught us to pray to the Father. You remember the Lord's Prayer that He gave? Our Father. You want to know how to pray? You pray Our Father. And the Lord Jesus taught us to pray to His Father. He also taught us to ask for the Holy Spirit to be given unto us. And of course, Jesus is the way to the Father. Would you look up a verse for me in your Bible? Boys and girls, do you have your Bible? John 14, verse 6. Here are the words of the Lord Jesus. And you probably have learned this in Sunday school, but it's good for you to know it right there in the Bible. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. So Jesus is the way to the Father. And Jesus came into this world to represent His Father. And one day He's going to bring us back to the Father. And if you are a Christian, if you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, the Lord will present you to the Father, spotless, sinless, ready for heaven, and right there in glory. Now, without knowing the Father, you can't go to heaven. And so that's the work of the Son.
For the Father waits over the way.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Another little word for the boys and girls. Little five-year-old William stood barefoot, cold and hungry, in the street in Glasgow, and wondered why no one gave him food when he had had nothing to eat for a day and a half. At the ripe age of 6.5 years, he went to work in a factory, putting the heads on pins for 12 hours a day and earning a shilling a week. What chance in life had such a poor, starved little creature? When he was 17, he heard the gospel for the first time, believed it, and received the Savior. He had been in glory for many years now, but his monument on earth still stands. It is the Orphan Homes of Scotland at Bridge of Weir, for that little boy was William Quarrier. Little Mary went to work in a factory when she was 11 to help to supply the needs of her younger brothers and sisters because her father was a drunkard. She was not tall or strong and, of course, not well educated. How could such a sorrowful and thwarted childhood lead to a useful and blessed womanhood. But a poor old woman warned her to escape the fire that never shall be quenched, and she gave heed and came to the children's Savior. That little girl was Mary Slessor, who brought such great blessings to Calabar in West Africa. That report is in the Sunday School Times. Here's another one from the Sunday School Visitor. Am I too little? In a meeting, the minister invited the little children to come to Jesus. But I am too little, said one of the children afterwards. Too little for what, my dear? He kindly asked. Timidly, the little girl answered, Am I too little to come to Jesus? Moved by the child's question, the servant of Christ took her up in his arms, saying, No, my dear, not too little. It was to very little ones that Jesus said, Suffer, little ones, to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. The dear child wiped her tears and went to her mother, telling her that she had come to Jesus, and that she was saved. How glad was the mother to hear her child confess her simple faith in the Lord. The next day she brought another little girl to the meeting, saying, She wants to be saved too. You too, dear children, are welcome to the Savior. He longs to have you come. He will make you happy in His love. Then you can tell others of Him too, as this little girl did. And then the final note from The King's Business. A little girl had learned the verse, Suffer the little children to come unto me, to repeat at a meeting. She stood on a platform and began, Suffer it? It was her first attempt at speaking in public. She was frightened and stopped for a moment. Then she began again, Suffer little. Again, and her fear overcame her. But being a determined little one, she made a third attempt and said, Suffer little children. With a last grand effort, she said, Not exactly the verse, but these words, Jesus wants us all to come to Him, and don't anybody try to stop us. And that is indeed the gospel for you today. May the Lord save your soul. Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m., for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.